This episode covers what to say after a blow-up with your wife. You're staring at your phone, trying to figure out if reaching out will calm things down or start round two. Here's exactly what to say, in order, starting with the first 10 minutes after everything went quiet. Right after a blow-up, your heart is still pounding, and your jaw is tight. That's not weakness. It's your body running on adrenaline instead of judgment. Gottman's research calls this flooding. When your heart rate climbs past 100 beats a minute, and the conversation starts to feel like a physical threat. So here's the first thing to do. And it isn't talking at all. Notice your body. If your hands are still shaking, or your chest feels tight, you're not ready for this conversation yet. Give it real time. 20 to 30 minutes of actual calm, not 2 minutes of pretending you're fine. While you wait, separate what actually happened from the story you're telling yourself about it. She raised her voice. That's a fact. She thinks you're worthless. That's usually just fear talking. Ask yourself, is this a fact or a fear? No, probably not. She's never actually said that. Once you're calm, decide exactly what you're apologizing for. Not a vague sorry things got heated, but the specific thing, like raising your voice or calling her dramatic. Now let's get into the actual words. Find her when she's not in the middle of something else, and open with something simple. Say, I want to talk about what happened, when you're ready. Then wait here, and let her set the pace, before you add, I was out of line and I want to own that. If you know exactly where you went too far, say it plainly. I raised my voice, and I said the specific thing, that wasn't fair to you. Just breathe for a moment before you carry on, then finish with, you didn't deserve that, no matter how frustrated I was. Notice there's no but attached anywhere in that sentence. A few hours later, if nothing's actually been resolved, you can reopen it yourself. Can we finish what we started earlier? I don't want tonight to just get buried. Take a second before you carry on so it has time to sink in. Then add that you've been thinking about what she said, and she was right about part of it. Once the apology has actually been heard and things feel calmer, you can start moving back toward closeness, gently. I miss us. Not just the fighting being over, actually being close to you again. Wait here. And do not fill the silence. Then let her know there's no pressure tonight. You just wanted her to know that's where your head is. And if she's still not ready to talk at all, don't push through a closed door twice. Okay. I'm not going anywhere. I'll check back with you later tonight. Just pause and take a breath before you say anything else. Then tell her to take whatever time she needs. This matters enough to you to wait. Different men freeze for different reasons. And here's how to adjust based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If you tend to agree just to end things fast, try naming one real thing you're upset about too, instead of smoothing everything over. If you tend to defend yourself point by point, say the one true thing you got wrong before you explain your side at all. If you tend to get louder the longer things go, once you're calm, deliberately lower your voice below normal for that very first line. And if you tend to go quiet and disappear, a short check-in like I'm still here, just thinking, does more than hours of silence ever will. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. If she keeps bringing the fight back up, she's not punishing you. She's checking whether the apology was real, so keep repeating the same ownership calmly. If she goes quiet and stops raising things at all, don't wait for her to come to you first. If she pulls back and wants space more than conversation, give her room. Then follow through on whatever timeline you promised. And if she seems more distant than you'd expect, keep your invitations low pressure and consistent instead of chasing. If she meets your apology with something like, you always do this, don't defend your track record in that moment. You're right to be skeptical. I haven't always followed through. I still want to try. And if she says, just leave me alone, that's a request for space, not a final verdict. So respect it, then check back in a few hours like you said you would. When you own your part without a but attached, her shoulders tend to drop a little. She starts responding to you again, instead of staying silent. And the next time something goes wrong, she's more likely to bring it to you instead of burying it. You just heard 5 ways to say the thing you've been avoiding since the blow-up. Before the next 24 hours are up, pick one script and use it, even if it feels awkward the first time. The distance in the house right now won't last forever if you say something real instead of nothing at all. That's the whole point. Not winning the apology, just closing the space between you. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. Hopefully, something you heard will help with whatever brought you here today.